61.
So are you making your list and checking it twice to make sure they have everybody covered? I think a lot of people are scrambling, although it's the typical look over to your right, look over to your left when you're cruising around and you see that the strip malls are jammed and the big malls are jammed as well. So that means people are spending money. From the retailer's point of view, that can only be a good thing. And what does that do to the economy? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Sorry about all of you in the flyover states dealing with some of that freezing rain and leftover snow. It's been rough, and that's headed east, too, by the way. How about in Florida, the people listening to us in that direction? Citrus is freezing up. Not a good thing, since they make their living on the backs of oranges and fruit. When you go to the store, flip it over and look where that orange juice is from. Most of it, or not all, but a big chunk of it, is from the great state of Florida. And they've been dealing with this now for the second year in a row. What's going to happen with the lame duck Congress as far as the few big issues that are big, bad, and burning, and time is running out. Tick tock, tick tock. So here's the deal. The Republicans are upset about this $1.1 trillion omnibus spending bill because of all those earmarks, and it'll be tougher to see this ram through, although that could shut down the government for a while. So will it be stripped of all the earmarks? Will there be an agreement? Like I said, time is running out, because in the midst of that, the House voted on Wednesday to repeal the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy that's been hanging around for 17 years. Remember the one that Clinton pushed for but then threw Powell under the bus for, saying that it was all his idea to do Don't Ask, Don't Tell, that was the way to handle it. So now the push is, why can't we have this in the open? It's ridiculous concealing the sexual identities of the people you're serving with. You have some that say, wait a second, not so fast, like John McCain. He seems to be, it's funny because his wife completely disagrees with him, but, boy, husband and wife that disagree. But the senator who, as you know, was in a POW camp for 5 years in Vietnam, is saying it would be a nasty disaster if the military goes through this upheaval in the middle of fighting in Afghanistan and still cleaning up in Iraq. I don't know what's going to happen with Don't Ask, Don't Tell. The Democrats know that if they're going to get it through, this time to do it. So it does go through the one so-called hurdle. In the meantime, what about the Obama tax deal? Speaking of obstacles, remember the whole compromise thing a couple of weeks ago? Okay, I'll give you your unemployment for 13 months if you'll just give us the Bush tax cuts frozen across the board, that deal that was struck to extend the expiring tax cuts for millions of Americans and so-called stimulate the economy, did get the majority of votes for passage in the Senate on Wednesday. So now, but it's not a done deal. So now the vote is, the legislation goes to the House, where there are plenty of Democrats who are upset with the president for cutting the deal with the Republicans in the first place and doing it without their blessing. So there are some who are breaking ranks, rather, and they want to not include the wealthy in this bill. But if that fails, then it probably wouldn't clear the final passage of the tax deal. Not sure, because actually the Republicans would have to sign off on it, because how could they mess with the middle class either? So probably the idea here is going to be to slice that off if it's possible. to not have to tighten the estate tax provision, let's say, so it's not quite as generous for the wealthy. That's probably what's going to happen here. Here's what the president had to say about how important it is to make this deal go through.
I know there are different aspects of this plan to which members of Congress on both sides of the aisle object. That's the nature of compromise. But we worked hard to negotiate an agreement that's a win for middle-class families and a win for our economy. And we can't afford to let it fall victim to either delay or defeat.
You know, my take on the whole thing was is that they should have frozen the cuts. They should have froze the cuts anyway and not let them expire based on where we were economically. It didn't make sense to do it for at least a year. So now there are people that are saying if this tax deal doesn't pass, you can forget Obama even having a real chance at a second term. I think people do have short-term memories. And if the economy was good, see, it's all going to depend on the economy. If we wanted to push this boulder down the road a little bit further, I don't know that I would say that. I think if the economy doesn't bounce back, if there are still people that are struggling in housing, which I think mortgages, some of them will be underwater and we'll still have that going on, it's going to depend on where we are. It always comes down in some way to the economy. So the Senate is going to work overtime. Do you think they get paid overtime? No, they get whatever that big paycheck is. The Senate says they're going to work through the weekend to try to ratify the New START treaty and also the $1 trillion spending bill that I mentioned so that the government would keep running. The upper chamber will vote on a final passage of the tax passage shortly. They were doing this shortly after noon, so now they've got the debate beginning on the nuclear arms treaty and the spending bill. I'll give you the official tally. It's close to 2,000 pages, 1,924. Can you believe it? 1,924. You know, I've read a lot, probably too much. I had, like, laser vision because I've read so much. Now I have to wear reading glasses. I didn't have to do that before. Probably some of you have got that same thing going on. But I can tell you that 1,924 pages, I couldn't get through that. Are you kidding? And to try to really make sense of it, oh. And so Harry Reid loves this deal. He says there's work to do. We'll see how things go with the treaty. But he says, we're going to be in session this Sunday, and Reid hopes to consider that omnibus spending bill simultaneously, by the way, with START, and they're going to put them on separate tracks. Wow. Now you get some derailers to be certain, like Senator Jim DeMint, the Republican from South Carolina. He's causing a delay by forcing both measures to be read aloud, which would eat up hours of the lame duck Congress. So what would that be like reading those 1,924 pages? You know how long it would take? They estimate it would take about 12 hours to verbalize the START treaty. The omnibus would take about 60 hours. How brutal would that be? You know what? Here's the deal. It could be like the oil spill camera. Just focus a camera right there and they could just keep reading. So you could just tune in whenever you felt like tuning in. Hang through. Some great guests coming up next.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 15, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,393.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,429.84, $714.92 for a half ounce, or $357.46 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,429.84, $714.92, or $357.46.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
And we're back here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Okay, raise your hand, because I have those special infrared glasses, if you've ever seen anybody walking around in the streets with scruffy scrubs on. Every day I see people with scrubs on, and I don't live necessarily that close to a hospital. We know on this show we like to feature business people and talk about success stories and entrepreneurs and some of the neat things that people are doing and how their companies have grown. David Marquardt joins us now. He's the CEO of Blue Sky Scrubs. And this idea started 5 years ago, and boy, has this business really taken off. David, thanks for stopping by America Tonight. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Kate.
Let's talk about the idea. Where did the idea come from? Did you get that same feeling that I got? Did you see the opportunity because you were watching the people with the nicked up, nasty-looking scrubs?
Yes. My wife and I were living in Houston, and she would always come home, and I would say, you know, somebody needs to do something about these scrubs. And finally, she took initiative and made some patterns, and we kind of started designing the scrubs.
So you have the idea, she takes the initiative, she puts it together, and then what do you do with that? You know, this is where people sometimes have a disconnect. They have an idea, they kind of go forward with it, but then they don't know how to take it to market. So what was the very first thing you did with the scrubs? How did you get the word out?
Well, that was the hard part. I had a little background in medical sales, and when we kind of came up with the idea, we were – you know, in our apartment, and we thought that, you know, we could make a difference and change what people are doing, but we kind of have to do it slowly. And so she just started, you know, making fabric and – or not making fabric, but cutting fabric and sewing, and we kind of just started selling the hats to our friends. And with every hat that we sold, we would give a hat to cancer patients.
Mm. And I can imagine, so that now you're marrying this also with a charity, which is a great idea because there's that feel-good, heartwarming thing. And what was the reaction to that in the donations to the cancer patients? I imagine it was tremendous.
It was really good. And you know, that was kind of one of the things that's really made it successful. And we kind of harnessed the power of our customers to give back to the community and to just the cancer patients all across, you know, the world, the United States. So, you know, as Shelby would work and be in the hospital, a lot of the patients, including cancer patients, would say, oh, my gosh, that's so cute. And so, you know, we just realized early on that it wasn't just the people in the medical community that could wear the hats. It was actually the patients that could wear them, too. And so...
No kidding. What a great idea. Did you ever think, okay, so you start off 2005, you've taken us through what it's like taking it to market, then you end up getting written up in Oprah magazine, also something's done in the New York Times. That had to be kind of a real kick for you, was it?
Yeah, that really helped our business a lot, and it kind of propelled us to the next level, and so we've just been really busy focusing on, you know, our customers and making sure they're happy, and it's been pretty crazy.
What do you when you start off with a kitchen table, essentially, how do you produce the amount that you have to produce now, because they're worn in Blue Sky Scrubs are like in 50 states. So how do you produce all this?
Well, we have manufacturers. Most of our manufacturing is done right here in Texas, and so we have a manufacturing in Dallas and in Houston. And they work every day, so they're just sending us scrubs every day.
So you have to feel pretty proud, because now here's another thread to this. You're a company where you can say made in the USA.
That's right. We're proud of that.
Yeah, no kidding. And I'm wondering, as if it's in every state now, what's the volume? What do you have a count on what the volume is for your stuff?
Well, we sell tens of thousands of scrubs every month, so it's gotten pretty big.
Yeah, no kidding. And what do you think it is that makes Blue Sky Scrubs so unique? Why are you proud of these scrubs? Because you saw what I saw. What is it that makes them so different?
Well, first we start out with making every experience the best experience with our customers, so we individualize the customer experience, and we package our products, and we really, you know, make everything seamless. And so that's one way, and that's really kind of, you know, helped us. Besides the point that they're handmade, and we use some of the finest fabrics from, you know, all over the world. So it's just a totally different concept and what's been done with scrubs in the past.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, too, because so many other people like to just wear scrubs. I mean, we're thinking of people in the medical profession. But somebody could order from your website if they just liked what they saw and they wanted to kick it around and use them as PJs or something to lounge around in, right?
Yeah, we lounge around in our scrubs all the time. We like to call them, you know, loungewear and pajamas for sure.
I love that. So what's next for you? You start from the beginning and now you've expanded. When you're looking at a business plan, what's next? I'm sure you're just getting hit with all kinds of ideas.
We're growing, and we're really focusing on the, you know, individualizing the experience and concierge scrubs. You know, we're offering more products like medical scrub jackets and lab coats and shirts, and our goal is just to really make customers happy.
Right, so they keep coming back because, of course, what's the old saying? If the customer's happy, they tell somebody else, and it's the whole word-of-mouth thing, and you see how it's sprung. And it's even led to, as many people find in industries where they're dealing with some kind of clothing, I certainly don't have to preach that to you, that you've gotten into the accessory business. Has that been pretty big for you, too?
Absolutely. It's helped build the brand, and we're looking forward to bringing more products to market.
Yeah. All right, Dave, just really interesting talking to you. And, of course, Blue Sky Scrubs, go to blueskyscrubs.com and check it out. It really is neat, neat stuff. Not the old scrubs that we saw 10, 20, I don't know, even 30 years ago, where somebody looked pretty raggedy when they were coming into restaurants and they were just getting off of a shift. Thanks, Dave. We appreciate your time.
All right, so Dave and his company, American-made stuff too, by the way. You know, there's, we've talked about what's made in America. And this company is a very successful company, 5 years old. If you happen to go to their website, sometimes when you watch any of those medical shows, Grey's Anatomy, I guess, comes to mind as one of the bigger ones, and you can see what now they wear for the scrubs, the hats, the different colors, and that's his company. His company is all of the new kind of cutting edge, I'll call it cutting edge type of scrub. We talk about an entrepreneur, and then we talk about a kid who was going to Harvard. You either love him, hate him, can't stand his product, or totally embrace it. How many people are on Facebook? Raise your hand. For all of you chatters and people hitting me through the email and everything else, how many of you are on Facebook? Well, the founder of Facebook and the CEO, of course, Mark Zuckerberg, who's the movie now is up for best movie, Gold Globes, announced that the other day, the Golden Globes. Well, Zuckerberg has been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year for 2010. Although I wouldn't put much stock in that. You know who was last year's Person of the Year? Ben Bernanke, which Ben Bernanke to me shouldn't even be the Federal Reserve Chairman. We could talk about the audit of the Federal Reserve and some of the things that I think, if we look underneath the hood, that I don't find kosher about the Federal Reserve in general. But anyway, he was on the cover last year. This year, it's Mark Zuckerberg. The 2008 winner was then the president-elect, Barack Obama. The 2007 winner was Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. We were talking about Putin at the top of the show with the START Treaty. And then you've had a plethora of other people, like George W. Bush got it, and Amazon.com's CEO, Jeff Bezos, was also on the cover of Time. I really wonder what the selection criteria is. Now, Zuckerberg has been in the news a lot. There's over 500 million friends, you know, people on Facebook, people who are part of the Facebook community, and he's worth how much at the tender age of 20 something. So Zuckerberg is in the news, and it makes sense that he's created buzz, so that would probably be one of the things that would be a reason why you'd put him on the cover of Time Magazine, rather. But I don't know that he's the person of the year. Do you think he's the person of the year? Coming up next on the flip side, we're going to talk about what do you do when you have nothing else to do but hit the streets and you're a woman trapped in the sex trade. Hang with us.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes. A $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Well, you never know what we're going to talk about on the show. You know, we've been talking about the buildup for the Super Bowl and the fact that North Texas, for all of you listening in other areas, is just going to be an explosion of people. That's what happens. Business is up. There's lots of parties and all that kind of stuff. Well, can you imagine that when the Super Bowl is in town, of course, the number of prostitutes that will come to Dallas and surrounding areas just escalates. They say maybe 15,000 rather. So let's say that's the number. Here's the thing that then happens. Some of those women will stay, maybe about 10%. So if you figure 10%, you do the math. You know, I'm pretty good with numbers these days. That would be 1,500. That would relocate. It's a phenomenon of sports. It's what happens. And coming on the air with us now, joining us is Katie Pettigo. She's with an organization called New Friends, New Life. And it's showing those women how they can get a new life. Katie, thanks for coming on ATM. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, let's talk about the organization. Why did you start it? And what have you found since you started the organization?
The organization started 12 years ago, really with just one woman who came into a woman's group and was a dancer in a club. And she said, you know, I really want to transform my life and make changes, but I don't feel like I have any form of survival outside of this. And I really feel like there's no alternative, no choice for me. And this small group just said, we're going to walk alongside you and we're going to help you and we're going to get you some education and job training and counseling so that you do have a choice and you do have an alternative. And so it's our goal to help transform the lives of these women and their children. And our mission is to help women leave the degradation of the sex industry, and we do that through counseling, education, employment, and we do that in a variety of ways, and each woman has a separate path that we help her and try to reach a life plan with her.
So it's not just prostitutes. It could be prostitutes. It can be dancers. It could be maybe somebody who's peddling sex on a sex line. Anything related to that? Is that right?
Absolutely. The issue is so broad. What we know is that it does come in a variety of forms. I mean, it certainly is on the internet. It's pornography in magazines, novelties, on TV, radio sales and rentals, dance clubs, and then we see the prostitution happening in low budget hotels to street walking all the way up to the very highest 5-star hotels. I mean, the issue of sexploitation is wide and vast, and it varies in the women that it affects and victimizes, and it varies in the location where it happens.
Yeah. How many, because you've been around for a while, how many women do you think you've helped so far?
This year we'll see about 300 women and their children. And so because it's not just a woman that comes in. And when you're trying to help a woman bridge a gap and reach self-sufficiency, the majority of time they're coming with their children. And so it's a whole cycle breaking that we're seeking to reach with not just them and their individual lives, but also their children and their families that are affected by this. And we completely agree that if you can help change a woman's life, that you're not just changing her life, you're changing the whole culture. And that's really our goal.
Yeah, you explained at the beginning, which I think is tremendous. It's not like you're some sort of a halfway house. Like you bring people in and, okay, let's get you on your feet. You are really trying to empower these women along with their children to dramatically change their way of life, which is a big difference. Am I right?
It is. It is such a difference. And truly, we are one of the only programs in the nation that we know about that has a comprehensive program that is not just saying, okay, we'll provide shelter or we'll just provide awareness or just counseling. We feel like it's critical to take, if a woman comes in and makes this choice to make a transformation in her life, we have to walk along with her and really develop a new life. And that comes through counseling. That comes through education. That comes through getting her conventional employment, internships, and good, livable wage jobs that will pay for not only herself, but for her children. And then with her children, we have mentoring and homework help and play therapy and counseling for them because they've seen more than any of us, you know, should ever have to experience. And so it's very much a societal shift that we're looking to provide to them.
Yeah, to help a young woman leave the sex industry, if she's single or if she has children, and you mentioned that's amazing. You'd help 300, let's say, this past year. And when you think of where you have to take them, there's a lot of time and resources that have to go into that. So do you rely a lot on volunteers?
We do. We will log about 5,000 volunteer hours this year, and that goes from budget counselors to life coaches to homework tutors that work with them. I mean, the amount of volunteers that are willing to give their time and sacrifice their time for this is huge. But it's really critical as we work together to solve this issue and to help, again, value women and girls. We have to work together. And so it is our goal to collaborate with volunteers and individuals, men and women, and also to work with other nonprofits and community resources. Certainly businesses are key. I mean, the main issue we have is trying to find jobs that will provide them livable wage for themselves and their family. So having businesses that will say, you know what, I'm going to give her a second chance. I'm going to recognize her as the victim and not a criminal, and I'm going to help her get some conventional employment. And then finally for government to come along and to say, okay, we recognize the national research that an average age of entry into sex work is 12 to 13 years old. And these are, you know, it's difficult to say that there's a teenager that's a prostitute. I mean, those things don't fit. And so rather than calling these teenage girls prostitutes, call them, you know, exploited, which is what they are, sexually exploited, and divert them from being in the criminal system and get them into the counseling and help and support that they need. And what we found is that, you know, support services work and counseling works and providing education and employment works. And so let's work together to provide what works. Judgment, condemnation, that doesn't work. And so we have to work together as a society to do what works.
Yeah, no kidding. It's staggering what I said, the amount of women that will come in for the Super Bowl. Boy, that's just, Katie, that's just an eye-opener. Certainly we're not naive to think that doesn't happen. But then the amount that will stay behind, that's a big, I think that's a pretty big number, don't you?
It is a big number, but what researchers are telling us is that that is conservative. And where they are getting their research is from prior major sporting events, whether it was the Super Bowl in Tampa or whether it's the World Cup or whether it's the NBA playoff. I mean, they are gathering this research and seeing what's happening in these cities when these major sporting events come. And what we already know that it's happening, is that the travel is booked. The hotel rooms are secured. They are quickly getting homes that they can rent to turn into brothels. I mean, it is happening, and we have to be prepared.
Yeah, no kidding. What's the most rewarding thing for you? Is it to see most of these women, the ones that you have the success with, get their life going in a different direction?
It absolutely is. When you can take a life that is valued, take someone who we know because of national research was 90% of these women were once abused sexually as children. So we know the story. They were abused as children. They ran away or were kicked out as teenagers. And within 48 hours were, exposed to be victims of sexual exploitation. And then just, you know, spiraled from there. And whether they had a pimp or whether they just felt trapped socially, they just didn't feel like they had any other choice or form of survival. So to see a woman come in with her eyes down, ashamed, frustrated, feeling like she has reached the end of her rope, and then to see her slowly but surely going through the process and getting the counseling, getting the support services, and being loved and supported, and slowly but surely seeing her eyes lift up and meet yours, and then to see her be strong and recognize as the survivor that she is. And then what we have now are graduates of our program who want to come back and tell their story. And that's the most rewarding for me, is that a woman would say, you know what, when I was 13, I felt invisible. I felt like no one could see me, no one could hear me, no one knew I existed and the pain that I was going through. But now, as a woman that has survived this, I can come back and tell my story, and I can give a face to to sex exploitation, and I can give a voice to the trauma and the violence that has been involved in what I've done in my life. And that is what's rewarding to me, is to see the cycle truly broken.
And what a perfect way to end this interview. Katie Pettigo, of course, the organization, terrific what you're doing. New friends, new life, changing the lives of a lot of women and their children, those that have children too. We wish you nothing but the best in the future. And again, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you. If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists to help clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
New Friends, New Life, and she was mentioning how the organization would help 300 women alone this year, and then you multiply that by all the years, the decade plus that they've been in existence, and she was talking about, you know, what happens to so many of these women, some with children, some without, and how their life is dramatically changed. They take them through the various steps and really change, I believe, the outlook on many of their lives, but also giving the women a sense of purpose, some new career, something that they can do, something they can hold on to. And, hey, the name of the organization, New Friends. So we have joining us here on America Tonight, Kim, who is a former prostitute. Kim, thanks for popping on. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Talk about, first of all, talk about how you fell into that life. What happened to you that took you down that path?
I had a pretty abusive childhood to begin with. I was born into an alcoholic family, and my dad was very abusive and beat my mother and, you know, that whole life, you know, that I witnessed as early on in life as a child. So that right there alone devastated me as far as my self-esteem and my self-worth. And then I was molested on four separate occasions by members of my family and neighbors on different occasions. And so I had a, you know, I had a very poor self-esteem and self-image of myself from a young age. And then from there, I became promiscuous as a teenager because I was acting out, I believe, because of the sexual abuse. And then when I did get married, I found out that my husband had been molesting my daughter for 3 out of the 8 years we had been together, and it just basically sent me over the edge. And I learned years later that I was suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, and I absolutely could not function. And I had no family support, no coping skills, and that led me to medicate with drugs because that was my only coping mechanism. I know that sounds crazy, but it was my survival mode. You know, basically it was my way of to survive the emotional trauma. And so in order to supply my drug addiction, I began prostituting. Now, it didn't just happen like that over the night. You know, it just spiraled out of control over the years. And then I ended up on the streets of Dallas and selling my body and to supply my drug addiction.
Wow. How long did you stay in the business? How long were you doing that?
10 years. So, you know, by the time, you know, you've been out on the streets for 10 years prostituting, you pretty much have lost your identity and your entire being at that point.
Yeah. Kim, did you find similar stories with the other women that you met who were also in the industry? Did they have similar stories to you, whether they were molested or abused, the similar kind of things that led them to that position?
Absolutely. The majority of the women that are in the sex industry come from some type or some form of abuse. I don't think there's ever been a little girl that has ever said, when I grow up, I want to be a prostitute, or when I grow up, I want to be a stripper. You know, that's just not your life's ambition. It's, you know, women don't choose that life. And I know that might sound funny, you know, to say that, because you think, well, ultimately you did. But I believe that for the majority of the women that are in the sex industry, it was a coping mechanism. It was just a way of survival at the time.
Now, you mentioned your daughter. What happened in those 10 years, of course, that you were doing that? Was your daughter with you?
Oh, absolutely not. I left her with my parents. She did go to counseling and got therapy. Like I said, this didn't happen all at once. I didn't just go out to the streets immediately. It was like after 5 years of trying desperately to hold it together and doing a miserable job of it, I ended up in the streets. But no, I left her with family members that that cared for her.
How did you get off the streets? How did that finally happen? What peeled you off the streets?
Well, the judicial system had a lot to do with it. I was in and out of jail and prison for years, and the very last time I went to jail, the attorney that I had, and I guess the judge that I had, you know, realized I had a problem. You know, just locking me up was not the solution. I needed help. And they sent me to a judicial drug treatment facility here in Dallas. And I've been clean and sober ever since. That was almost 7 years ago. But after I got out of that treatment facility, I went to a recovery house called the Oxford House. And there, my roommates were already in New Friends, New Life. There were two of my roommates there that were already in, and they are the ones that introduced me to New Friends, New Life. And it has been an absolutely life-altering, life-changing experience through this organization.
Yeah, take us through that. So your friends, the new friends that you make in this other facility tell you about it. You get hooked up with new friends, new life. And what happened from day one? Did you learn a trade, a skill, how to handle yourself? What were the things that they taught you?
Everything. Everything that a human being might need to know about living a productive life, they taught me. I'll tell you what I learned in there that was the most valuable thing that I learned. It was loving myself and forgiving myself. They taught me life skills. I did go to school while they helped. They help us financially until we're able to stand on our own. And so I did go to school. I am a pet stylist. I'm a dog groomer. It's what I wanted to do. I love animals, and so I'm not only making a good living doing what I, you know, but I, it is also doing what I love to do. They taught me how to be a better mother, daughter, just a better woman, and it is definitely new friends for a new life. And these precious, precious women that work and volunteer in this organization, they literally held me up financially, emotionally, spiritually, and physically until I was able to become a whole person.
Wow, that's powerful stuff, yeah.
They absolutely leave no stone unturned. They touched every part of my life.
Do you go back and talk to some of the women that are going through it now, some that are in the beginning stages of changing? Do you go back and do that?
Yes. We're called protégés in this particular program. Well, they've started a protégé leadership program, and I'm part of that now because I graduated the program years ago, and I still volunteer, and I go back, and I do help other women that are just coming in the program. If nothing else, to encourage them, if they just stay with it, you know, the benefits would just, you know, are tremendous. It's wonderful. And so, yes, I do. I continue to volunteer and do what I can.
Yeah. We have like 30 seconds left. What would you tell somebody who feels like they're stuck in the situation, they're stuck in the streets like you were? What would you tell those women?
There is help out there. They don't have to continue that cycle. I don't care where they're at, what they're doing. Contact New Friends New Life here in Dallas. There's all sorts of places out there that they can get help, that they don't have to continue in that lifestyle. It is an absolutely dead-end lifestyle that they, you know, no woman can ever lay down at night by herself and feel good about herself as long as she's in the sex industry.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Kim, for being so candid, and congratulations on the big turn in your life. We appreciate you joining us here on America Tonight.